I think we're in much better shape, to be honest. I think we've obviously restructured the debt and we've addressed the grant issue, and that was announced late last year. And the five-year plan that's been released, I think, sets a good foundation and a blueprint for the organisation going forward. So overall, we're happy with the progress we've made. We think we've got some more work to do, but we ended the year on a reasonably positive note and we're fairly optimistic about the future.
Well, we asked people before 7 o'clock what are their thoughts about the zoo, and overwhelmingly the response from our listeners, and we've got a lot of texts, a lot of calls on this, is that you've got to make it cheaper to get in.
Look, we understand that pricing is a sensitive issue, and it's something that we are continually looking at. We've made a deliberate decision in the five-year plan not to factor in any increases in admission prices. We do feel that there has been a fair representation of the value that ZSA represents. People going to the zoo essentially get a full day of entertainment and information, as opposed to other events such as going to the movies, which are a similar cost, which last for a couple of hours. And it's also, I think, important for people to understand that part of their admission price is going to really important conservation and research work that we do. So there's a much broader range of factors at play. We'll certainly continue to look at our admission prices, and we're very conscious of the views of the public and very conscious of the current environment we're in and how tough it is for families. We did in fact offer back in April a discounted family offering for the public of South Australia so that they could come into the zoo at a price of $65 as opposed to a normal pricing of $85, and that was well received. And so there may be opportunities like that going forward, but overall, we need to take a fairly balanced approach to making sure we've got, you know, the right level of, you know, the pricing structure is appropriate given, you know, all of the value right. that we think we're providing.
So at the moment, it costs, what, a family of four, $85? That's two adults, two children?
I think that's two adults, three children. So it's a family of five. Right. So there's various other pricing structures in place for other family alternatives. So there's a range of pricing around those structures.
See, I'm sure that that's a very fair price because it must cost a mozza to look after all of those animals, and you need good people to do it, and they need to be paid a fair wage. But if people aren't coming through the gate, Kevin McGuinness, it's not much good saying, well, that's a fair price and you didn't pay it. Do you need to, in your business model, to say, look, we really need to cut the prices and cut them sharply just to get more bums passing through the turnstile? And if you get more people, then maybe you can start slugging them once they get in.
The first thing that you said, which I just think we need to probably clarify, is we are getting people through the gate. In fact, you know, our attendance is at, for example, through the first week and a half of the school holidays in July has been, we're very happy with it. So, look, we'd love more people to come through the zoo, and we'll look at avenues for getting more people into the zoo. But I think, as you make the point, running zoos is an expensive business. The public's expectation of the standard of care and the way that animals are presented, as you say, the quality of our staff and the need to ensure they're properly remunerated, all of those things come into this, and you know, we'll look at, continue to look at it, but at this stage, we think the pricing we've got...
All right, so no prices, no price cuts on the horizon.
But opportunities to look at special offerings on an ad hoc basis.
Well, David has called from the Adelaide Hills. We're talking to Kevin McGuinness. He's the Zoos SA president. They've released their five-year plan. A business plan. It's going to try and get them back in the black. Good morning, David.
Good morning, David, and good morning, Kevin. Kevin, I'd like to ask you how many people are still on the board that got the zoo into this financial difficulties in the first place. Shouldn't the board be held accountable and you start by getting rid of them instead of your ground troops? And then maybe the people will have some faith and not lose another $21 million.
Yeah, so, look, there are a number of board members on the board still who were involved or were on the board back at that time. The board, I think, has worked pretty tirelessly, and just to understand the board, volunteer board, it's worked pretty tirelessly to try and address the issues and rectify the situation, and I think they've done an exceptional job. in doing that through pretty difficult circumstances. We've also, though, just had new rules approved for the zoo, which allow us to build and further strengthen the board, and they were approved by our members back at the end of May. So we've now got an opportunity to add some strength and depth to the board, which we're going to be doing over the next 6 months. So there's going to be some positive changes in that direction as well.
Has anyone on the board paid a price for the mess that you're in?
I think the board, to be honest, has worn the majority of the heat and the stress.
Have any of them lost their positions on the board, or has there been any?
In terms of the board is elected by the members. It's really a decision for the members in terms of who they want running the zoo going forward. As I say, I think the board's worked tirelessly to address the issues, and I think we've done that reasonably successfully. We've put in place a structure around the debt and the grant going forward. We've put in place
a five-year plan. That was after you got in the mess.
I understand that, but from my perspective, I came back on the board and back on as president in at the start of 2010, the focus for me has been about the organisation working together from the board right through the organisation, the management and staff, to fix the problem. And frankly, I think we've got a far better outcome by having people focused and united on fixing the problem than necessarily taking an alternative approach. And okay. I think we've got a good outcome. And for the board, it's a decision for the members as to who they want representing them on the board.
Barbara has called 891 Breakfast from Blair Athol. Hello, Barbara.
Oh, good morning. How is everybody?
Well, what are your thoughts on the zoo?
Well, I'm a life member of the zoo, and I'd be interested to know what research, I realise the benefits of research, but what financial rewards are brought to the zoo through research. I mean, surely in this current economic climate, it could be cut back, pared back. I was a bit surprised, actually, when you just talked about research.
Kevin McGuinness.
There's a range of things here. We do seek specific grants to undertake certain research. Certain of our animal population come with obligations to undertake research. It's part of the role of our keepers and our vets. And it's an important part because what this organisation is about is about protecting our species for future generations. And we can't do that if we're not conducting that research and we're not actively involved in those conservation programs. And we understand, and I totally agree with the caller, that it needs to be balanced and we need to make sure that the money that we're spending on these areas is balanced across all of the other priorities that we've got. But unfortunately, it is one of the core aspects of our operation that we have to take responsibility for. And I think it would be irresponsible of us as an organisation not to play some role in those areas when we have that sort of responsibility.
Now, you're going to cut 18 staff. Aren't they doing valuable jobs?
So, just put a context around it. This plan's been underway in progress for probably around 6 months. And I can tell you that we're closer to 184 targeted full-time equivalent number we're closer to that number in terms of our current staffing than the 202 that we had 6 to 8 months ago.
So you've already cut most of those jobs?
We've already done most of the work.
Weren't they doing valuable work?
So, look, the changes were in a range of areas in our administration, in associated areas such as marketing. So there's been... we've looked at a broad cross-section of the organisation and looked at where we can pull costs out of. Of course, every organisation starts with the premise that everybody they have on board is valuable, and I have to say that we value our staff very highly, but we do need to make sure we've got a cost structure that's realistic, and unfortunately that's meant a balanced approach to getting our cost structure in line.
You're listening to Kevin McGuinness, he's Zoo's SA President. They've put out their blueprint for public comment, and people can you can comment right now if you like. 1-300-222-891. It's 7:22. You're not going to buy any more new animals, is that right? In fact, you might cut the number of animals.
No, that's probably one of the things that's been a little bit misreported. What we've said in the plan is that over the next 12 months, we want to do a detailed review of our collection plan. And this is just normal business practice for a zoo. It's something that zoos do every 3 to 5 years. And it's about setting a plan for what we want our animal collection to look like over the next 5 to 10 years. Yeah. And what the plan actually says is that plan will recommend possible introduction of new species. It will possibly recommend that we reduce current animal numbers in certain areas. But
well, it doesn't sound like it's a very precise plan then, Kevin McGuinness. I mean, are we going to end up with the same number of animals?
I don't know the answer to that, David, because what we're saying is there's going to be an exercise over the next 12 months of doing a detailed review of the collection that we have to ensure that it's appropriate for the organisation going forward. So this is about normal business practice for an organisation like this. If we didn't do this, I think people should be asking the question, why isn't the organisation doing a strategic review of its collection?
Okay.
So this is normal practice, and it may in some areas result in an increase, it may result in new species coming on board, and it may result in changes, for example, relocations between sites that we have. It could result in a number of things, but it's a very comprehensive and very complex review.
Getting a lot of text saying you should just sell Wang Wang. I don't know what happens to Funi, but it sounds like some people are over the pandas.
Yeah, look, I have to say the pandas are still very very popular, and I think I also just wanted to make a comment too quickly. There's been some reference I think I've seen this morning just to the plan relying on, you know, Wang Wang and Funi having a panda baby.
That's an awful lot of pressure to put them under, Kevin.
Yeah, no, we wouldn't do that to them. I think I just want to make it clear that the business plan that we've set actually assumes no new births in the organisation. So it's a fairly conservative, and we normally get a fairly reasonable uptake for any birth, and so we've tried to take a fairly conservative approach. So we're not going to put that pressure on.
Just before you leave us, just very quickly, are you looking at selling land? Are you looking at, or perhaps revisiting the idea of developing Monarto with apartments, or maybe at Warrawong, anything like that?
So I think most people are aware we own some land adjacent to Monarto. There's an opportunity for us, and I'm going to be careful with the way I word this because I think it's really important. There's an opportunity to realise value for that land, and that's important to us in terms of our debt reduction strategy. How we realise that value is yet to be determined, and there are lots of options for us. So the answer is we're looking at all the options. But clearly, we want to, and the plan is quite clear, we want to use that land as a means of reduction in debt. But how we realise that value is yet to be determined. And that could be done in a way that enhances the value of Monarto. So I don't want to be too much more specific, but there are options for us.
Right, that might be apartments.
It could be a lot of things. It's just too early to make any specific comment.
And it could be apartments.
No, we're not putting, I don't think we'll be putting apartments at Monarto.
There's not going to be apartments.
No, there won't be apartments at Monarto.
No. Kevin McGuinness, Zoo's SA President, thanks for talking to us.
Thank you.